Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. Between demanding jobs, social pressures, and that constant news cycle, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, burnt out, and honestly, a little disconnected from ourselves. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against all this chaos? It's not some fancy life hack or productivity app. It's something way deeper. Self-love and acceptance. Think about it. When was the last time you really, truly loved yourself? Not in that, I deserve a treat, kind of way, but in that unshakable, deep down, I am worthy just because I exist kind of way. It's not always easy to cultivate that feeling, right? Especially with all the noise telling us who we should be and how we should look. But trust me, it's worth every bit of effort. So today, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you start building that rock-solid foundation of self-love and acceptance. 1. Embrace your imperfections. Seriously, everyone has them. Those little quirks and flaws, the ones you might try to hide, they make you unique. Think about your favorite superhero. They wouldn't be half as cool without their scars, right? Those imperfections are part of what makes you, you. 2. Practice self-compassion. Ever heard that saying, be kind to yourself? It's not just a cheesy Hallmark card message, it's gold. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. We all have that inner critic, whispering doubts and insecurities in our ear. But guess what? You get to choose which thoughts you listen to. When those negative voices start to creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself if there's evidence to support them. Most of the time, those thoughts are just made-up stories we tell ourselves. 4. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, every accomplishment deserves a high five. Did you finally finish that project? Nail that presentation? Eat an entire bag of kale chips. Hey, progress. Take a moment to acknowledge your victories and celebrate how far you've come. 5. Give back. One of the most powerful ways to cultivate self-love is by extending kindness and compassion to others. Helping out your community, volunteering your time, or simply offering a listening ear can make you feel incredibly connected and fulfilled. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others on social media? Like everyone else has it figured out except for you? We've all been there. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that our worth is determined by likes, followers, or material possessions. But here's the truth. True happiness comes from within. Imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram and you see a picture of someone looking absolutely flawless, vacationing on a private beach with a fancy cocktail in hand. Your inner critic starts to whisper, "Ugh, why can't my life be like that?" But then you remember this podcast episode. You take a deep breath and remind yourself that everyone has their own journey, their own struggles. What matters is how you feel about your own life, not what other people are posting online. You choose to focus on the amazing things in your life, the supportive friends, the delicious home-cooked meal you're about to enjoy, the beautiful sunset outside your window. Self-love isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of practice. But trust me, when you start to prioritize your own well-being and happiness, everything else just seems to fall into place. So, what are you waiting for? Start today by practicing those 5 key takeaways. Be kind to yourself. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your wins, and most importantly, remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-love boost. And if you found any of these insights helpful, leave a review. It really makes a difference in helping others find the podcast. Until next time, keep tapping out of those stressful situations and embrace the journey towards self-love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.